This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
New science says that sunspots are causing cooling of the sun, or at least a slight reduction in the amount of sun radiation that reaches the Earth, which will have a cooling effect across the planet. This, according to left-wing environmentalists, is climate change. Yes, when the sun has sunspots, they call it climate change. So somehow in the minds of these scientifically illiterate leftists, when people drive cars that run on combustion engines, that affects the sun somehow. I mean, seriously, how do you even come to believe such an insanely delusional thing? You know, there is something called space weather, and I don't care how many miles you drive or how clean the emissions are in your car or how much pollution you put out there, it doesn't affect space weather. Why is that? Because your emissions don't affect the sun. Because the Earth is, I don't know how many million miles away from the sun, but it's very far away. Your emissions don't affect the sun, but the sun does affect us, obviously. Space weather is a big deal. So when the sun goes through its cycles, we have changes in weather, changes in impacts on ecosystems here on Earth. And that's just straight physics. That's really astrophysics. But environmentalists think now, for some reason, that every event that happens on Earth is due entirely to mankind's activities, especially the burning of coal and oil. In fact, there are many leftists now who believe that there were never forest fires ever before the year 1920, because that's when combustion engines came on the scene. So they literally believe that no forests ever burned ever in the billions of years of Earth's history before 1920. They actually believe that. That's how incredibly uninformed and ignorant they are, and they call themselves progressives. We're progressive. You don't know anything. You're morons. Of course, there are forest fires. And of course, there have been forest fires and radical weather long before humans came along. In fact, the whole history of the planet is a history of cataclysmic events, floods, droughts, volcanoes, hurricanes, all kinds of crazy stuff. If you don't understand that geology, the geological history of the Earth, then you're not even opening your eyes, because all you have to do is look around. Have you ever seen a mountain? How do you think a mountain got there? Seriously, how do leftists think mountains got there? Do they not understand that mountains are formed during huge cataclysmic upheavals of tectonic plate shifts that form mountain ranges all of a sudden, not slowly, not through a slow process taking millions of years, but all of a sudden, a massive slip of the plates, earthquakes reverberating around the world, the crust shuddering, and boom, suddenly there's a mountain there rising up 10,000 feet, 20,000 feet, 30,000 feet. This is how it happens. The history of the Earth is a history of cataclysmic events, apocalyptic events, and yet environmentalists today think that the Earth was all pristine and calm and peaceful until we started burning gasoline. It's amazing how liberals have been de-educated. They go to schools, and instead of learning something, they actually are taught the opposite of reality. They're being de-educated. It's incredible. This is true not only on Earth changes and, you know, geology, global warming, climate change, all that kind of stuff, but also gender. Now, children are being taught that there's no such thing as a biological man or a biological woman, that gender, they say, is just an opinion, just an opinion. Gender is fluid, they say. You can decide to be any gender you want at any time. Okay, well then, how can there be gender discrimination against women, let's say, if there's no such thing as a woman? If anybody can be a man or a woman at any time, any moment, because it's all fluid, then what is it? There can't be any such thing as discrimination against women, because the definition of a woman is fluid, isn't it? According to the liberals' own logic. So how can they say I mean, it's insane. They say women are being discriminated against, but there's no such thing as a woman. There was a man in Canada, a biological man, who thinks he's a woman, and he wanted to go have his private parts waxed at a women's spa, you know, where they do waxing of pubic hair. And he strolls in with his man junk, and he says, I want you to wax my private parts. I'm a woman. And there were, I think, 14 or 16 different spas that had women treating other women, and they refused to treat him. And so he sued them under Canadian law, gender discrimination. He says that he's a woman, and if you don't wax his private parts, even if he's got extra junk, then you're discriminatory. You're being discriminatory against women. But he's a man. Nevertheless, Canada, because it's so progressive, has decided that there's no such thing as a man or a woman, except in the minds of the people. And so someone can just decide that they're a woman. So what's especially interesting about this is that there's a guy in Europe now who's, I think, 60-something years old, let's say 65. I think he's actually 64. And he says he wants to be 20 years younger. He wants to be, let's say, 45, because he's being discriminated against based on his biological age. And he doesn't feel 65. He feels 45, and he's not able to get good dates on Tinder because his biological age is too high. And he thinks he should be dating women in their 40s, not women in their 60s. Now, according to progressives, he should be allowed to be really whatever age he wants, because there's no such thing as biological reality, is there? So if there's no such thing as a man or a woman, then why is there any such thing as chronological age? Why can't this man just say, well, he's 45, and then tomorrow he could say, ah, he's 15. He wants to go back to high school and hang out with the high school girls. What's to stop him? Because once you start accepting the delusions of liberalism and progressivism, then there's no end to it. Someone can claim that they think that they are a Tibetan snow leopard. I've used that animal mascot before. They can claim to be, I don't know, an armadillo, and they want to identify, or maybe a spotted owl. They want to identify as an endangered spotted owl. What's to stop them? Can't they just go to the court and say, hey, I'm a 15-year-old endangered spotted owl that is a trans fairy dwarf or whatever. It's all fantasy at this point. What's to stop them? You see, liberalism, whether you're talking about biology or science or climate change, none of it has anything to do with reality. And that's why liberal ideas don't work, because they're not rooted in reality. I mean, there's a big aha moment. And when liberals, there's going to be a day of reckoning for a whole lot of liberals who realize everything they've been taught is nonsense. It's all bogus. Everything's false. And if you don't start operating in the real world by paying attention to reality, i.e. biology, geology, history, actual climate science, not your made-up climate change garbage. If you don't start paying attention to actual reality, you're not going to have a lot of success navigating this world, because actual reality, by the way, rules over you. You have a physical body in a physical world. There is cause and effect. There are the laws of physics, chemistry, physiology. If you don't follow the laws of the world around you, then you're not going to have much success. You're going to be disappointed, because things don't happen the way you imagine in your mind. If you think men can get pregnant, you're going to be very disappointed every time you have sex and you're not pregnant, if you're a biological man. Let's say when you grew up, you were told by the school system, men can get pregnant because gender is just a choice. Well, here you are trying to get pregnant. Well, guess what? You don't have ovaries. So it doesn't work. But try to explain that to one of these young progressives, and they can't even argue with it. They just say, oh, you're racist. You're a bigot. You're a Nazi. You're Hitler. That's it. That's their whole argument. You're like, no, you don't have ovaries. And they're like, you're Hitler. I mean, it's like, what? What? How? You are insane. Look around the world. The world operates on cause and effect. You are living in a delusional fairy tale land, which is why none of your ideas work, because none of them are rooted in reality. So read more about this. I got a website called leftcult.com that documents the insane cultism of leftists. Leftcult.com. I think you'll find it quite entertaining. And listen to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Read my website, naturalnews.com, where we are rooted in actual reality, not your delusional dream world. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.